This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. We're going to start with immigration news today. A federal appeals court in Chicago is refusing to undo a lower court's order blocking President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops within Illinois. The unanimous finding today by the three-judge panel found the facts in the case do not justify Trump's actions in Illinois. The court writes, political opposition is not rebellion. The ruling sets the stage for a potential appeal to the Supreme Court. And a judge wants federal immigration officers in the Chicago area to wear body cameras after continuing some aggressive tactics against protesters. Federal Judge Sarah Ellis today said, I am not blind, as she pointed to TV images of clashes between the public and agents who are carrying out the Trump administration's so-called Operation Midway Blitz. A lawyer for the government says news media reports have been one-sided. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's newly unveiled budget relies on reinstating the city corporate head tax, a new social media tax, and a record $1 billion TIF surplus to close a massive budget gap. Johnson pitched his plan today. He's calling it Protecting Chicago as a clapback to social safety net cuts at the federal level. It doesn't include a property tax increase. Johnson's budget address kicks off what is sure to be a tense few months of debate and negotiations with the city council. The budget must be approved by the end of the year. And Loyola University and the Sisters of the Blessed Virgin Mary honored the life of Jean Dolores Schmidt today. Both her wake and funeral mass were held at a packed Madonna della Strada Chapel on Loyola's campus in the Rogers Park neighborhood. The Reverend Patrick Dorsey says mourners had a chance to share their memories like this one from University President Dr. Mark Reed.
She was a person of gratitude, not attitude. And unless you're on the basketball court, then there's always a place for everything.
The local legend served as the Loyola men's basketball team chaplain for more than 20 years. Sister Jean was also a teacher, an activist, and coached youth sports earlier in her life. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt died on October 9th. She was 106 years old. You're listening to The Rundown. The one-time street gang, the Young Lords, has inspired a new exhibit at the DePaul Art Museum. The show traces the group's transformation into an influential civil rights group, and it comes at a moment when museums are under the microscope. My colleague Courtney Kippers has more, and a note that DePaul University is a financial supporter of WBEZ.
Curator Jacqueline Lazu is showing me around the museum's second floor. As you walk into the exhibit, you are met with a portrait of Young Lords founder Jose Chacha Jimenez. He's youthful and wearing his signature purple beret. That iconic hat is here too. Lazu points to a nearby display case.
Here's his beret with some of the buttons that he often wore on his beret, as you know.
There are also photographs taken by Carlos Flores
that really capture life in Puerto Rican Lincoln Park in 1969, 1970, early 1970s.
You can see Puerto Rican-owned businesses and a diverse group of kids playing together. But the neighborhood that Lazu and I are standing in has changed a lot from the time these photos were taken. The Puerto Rican community was largely pushed out of Lincoln Park decades ago during Mayor Richard J. Daley's plan for so-called urban renewal. As the neighborhood gentrified, the activism of the Young Lords was nearly forgotten.
But we still remember them as one of the most influential civil rights organizations for Latinos of that era. But also, it began a protracted struggle, like a way of always rooting ourselves in the possibilities of change.
This exhibit arrives in a tense political moment. President Donald Trump has taken aim at museums nationwide, posting on social media that they are, quote, the last remaining segment of woke. That's led to some places canceling or softening the language around exhibitions. But the DePaul Art Museum is not backing down from its social justice-oriented mission. That's according to the museum's director, Laura Caroline De Lara.
This is who we are, and this is what we do. And as far as I'm concerned, DPAM really doesn't plan on shying away from this important work.
Jimenez started the Young Lords in the late 1950s as a street gang with other young Puerto Ricans whose families had just arrived in Chicago. Then, while serving a jail sentence in the late 1960s, the budding activist was exposed to the teachings of Malcolm X and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It planted an idea in his mind. Here he is in 2018 on WBEZ.
So I figured that this is what we need in the Puerto Rican community, a type of similar organization, militant like the Black Panther Party, to address all the police brutality and all the other concerns that we were, housing issues that we were dealing with. So we built a movement from a gang.
A movement that fought against displacement and looked out for its neighbors with free meals and childcare. As that legacy is recognized, this moment is also bittersweet for Lazu, the curator who has spent decades studying the Young Lords. She often worked closely with Jimenez, who died in January.
Of course, I would have loved for him to see these projects through. I feel like he's here in spirit.
She's hopeful that that spirit and the lessons of the Young Lords can serve as an inspiration right now.
They were very much about dialogue, right? Dialogue across difference and through difference. They weren't afraid of those moments of tension.
Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather partly sunny, a pleasant day, a slight chance of showers, though, and a high in the upper 60s. Tonight cloudy, a slight chance of rain, a low in the mid-50s, and Friday partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.